Yes. Hi guys, it's me again, your girl Tindos, hashtag Tando S Bambo, and welcome to my very first episode. It's very exciting for me, I'm very happy, and I'm striving to create the very best content for you, my fellow listeners. Okay guys, so today I'll be sharing with you Kim's Diary, which is a series of day-to-day living that I personally wrote. I know how we young girls love to document everything in our diaries, and just like us, 14-year-old Kimberly documents her life in her diary. Okay, so here it goes. 14 June 2018, Dear Diary. You know how sometimes life can be so cruel that it makes you believe everything's perfect. I mean, like everything would be falling into place, but then like all of a sudden an earthquake stumbles into your life and destroys everything. I mean everything, annihilated, destroyed, gone. Your bubble of joy is burst and you are left with nothing but sad, lonely emptiness. Well, this is what happened to me today, Dad. Okay, so today is a Monday. Woke up here as a Monday morning. And you know how Mondays are. They top the charts for being the worst day of the week. I mean the worst. You know, I like being with my friends at school, but nothing beats the weekends. Anyway, back to the story. Like on every other school day, I was woken up by my little twin sisters as they jumped up and down on my cousin's little bed. "Get out of my room," I shouted, trying to scare them away. My eyes were still heavy with sleep, but I somehow managed to get out of bed. My sisters can be a little annoying. Actually, let me rephrase, they are a lot annoying. They annoy me every time, and they were unfazed by me screaming at them, continuing to jump up and down my bed as if it was a jumping castle. "Mom," I shouted at the top of my lungs. I knew mother had something to do with the little rats jumping up and down on my bed. I was so furious, so I just grabbed my morning gown and rushed downstairs to give mom a piece of my mind. I found her busy in the kitchen preparing breakfast, and it smelled awesome. I mean like awesome. My mom is amazing at cooking. In fact, she is the best at everything she does. It's off to her. What's the meaning of this, mom? I thought we agreed you wouldn't send the twins up to my room again. "You aren't wearing your slippers, Kim. You know I don't like you walking around the kitchen." Mom was as usual, fussing over a small detail, and she didn't care about the little monsters that were destroying my bed. "But Mom," I cried, "please get them out of my room." "Look at the time, Kim. You're already late for school. I tried waking you up, but you didn't hear me or the alarm as it rang. That's why I sent your sisters." Mom really didn't understand how annoying it was, waking up to the twins jumping up and down on my bed. But she was right about the time I was running late. Seeing that I was fighting a losing battle, I ended the argument and rushed upstairs for a bath. As usual, my mom had already prepared everything for my bath. Hot water warmed up to the perfect temperature and all the toiletries I needed. I bathed as quickly as I could, brushed my teeth, and just as I was walking back to my room, I heard the sound of Mr. Weber's car as it parked in front of our yard. Mr. Weber, Keith's father, was already here with Keith to pick me up to go to school. As usual, I was going to make them late. So Keith is an old friend, actually my best friend and a classmate. He lives a couple of blocks away from our house. And so Mr. Weber, Keith's father, usually takes us both to school. As I looked out my window, I saw Keith getting off the car. Time was not on my side, so I had to rush through everything. I dressed up quickly, Thank goodness for Mommy Dearest, who always keeps my clothes in a neat fashion and organizes my uniform. Otherwise, I would have been very late. My hair proved to be a problem, though, as it takes longer to brush and I didn't have that much time to spare. For as long as I have been in school, my hair has been a major contributor to my lateness. And due to this fact, I've developed a countermeasure to this problem. I just shove all my hair into a hat and carry a comb with me to school. And as fate would have it, I would go on to regret this at school. I rushed downstairs and grabbed an apple on my way to school, as I didn't want Mom forcing me to have breakfast since I was already so late. Mr. Weber dropped us off at school, and much to our surprise, there were a bunch of kids stationed right outside the school entrance. Keith and I slowly walked towards them, but then I spotted Lexi, my partner in crime, who's also my second best friend, standing with them. "Lexi, what's happening?" I asked when I had reached her. Lexi didn't even get a chance to answer my question, as a loud, rumbling voice shouted from the entry hallway, "Attention all students!" We all turned to look, and what we saw was a fat old lady with long gray hair and what almost seemed to be a mustache. I'm pretty sure we all recognized her at that instant. Mrs. Frockle, the worst principal in all the schools combined. Very famous for enforcing strict rules and strict punishment. No one wants her in their school. What was she doing here, though? Could she be our new principal? I'm sure those were the thoughts that were going through every mind of every kid that was standing with me. "I am Mrs. Frockle and your new school principal," she confirmed my fears. "All of you here are late, and thus you shall be detained after school today." First day at school, and she was already giving away punishments. I looked at both Keith and Lexi. They were as shocked as I was. Tamina, the school head girl, was already going around jotting down the names of us latecomers. When she was done, Mrs. Frockle allowed us to go to our classrooms. Luckily for me, she didn't notice my head and uncombed hair. After school, we spent 2 hours in detention, but deep down, I knew this was only just the beginning. Dear Dad, hell hath landed in my school. All hope is lost. Okay, guys, so that was the little segment of Kim's Dad. I hope you'll enjoy it. Please tell me, send your feedback. You can find me at bamboshalom@gmail.com. That's my email. You can send your feedback and tell me what you think of the story. Anyways, for today, I'm out. Shalom to you all.